Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Here's a next word that John Natale gave. Like, again, he is the chaplain for a New York Police Department, and it was dealing with what does God want to establish, the one thing God wants to establish in the nation. Let's hear what he believes the Lord's saying.
Like I said, the greatest element that we have is love. I do believe that, you know, that with all people here, there needs to be a camaraderie. You know, it can't be about your religion and my religion. It has to be about how I love you unconditionally. That's the one thing that I do believe that God wants to establish in this nation is unconditional love.
So I think about Doctor, we talk about it quite often, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., when, you know, here this was this difficult season going on in America, great oppression, but he understood that violence would not produce the outcome that he wanted. And so people that walked with Dr. King had to sign the Ten Commitments, and the Ten Commitments are basically a good Christian, loyal to the Constitution, loyal to the biblical foundation, and of Christ. And we have those same Ten Commitments with civil Christianity. You can find out at civilchristianity.org. But one thing that, you know, we have to remember is that darkness, this is what Dr. King said. You probably can see it on your screen. He said, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. And hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that.
That's right.
I mean, you think it's so important to understand that. It's like it feels good sometimes to respond in the similar manner. But the thing is what outcome do you want?
Right.
I mean, do you want to win or do you just want to spin your wheels? And it's love that conquers. It's love that wins. And, you know, I always talk about, so, you know, I need help in that area. I want to be able to love more. And you know, love is patient, love is kind, love is gentle. It keeps no records of wrong. You know, it goes through difficulty and struggle, and it's always thinking about. I mean, a lot like Dr. King did. I remember that one story of his sister is talking about. He came home one particular day, and he had those skinny ties in the '60s, and he's leaning against the fireplace, and he has his hand on the fireplace. He's unloosening his tie like this from his shirt. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And she says, he starts talking. He says, you know what? He tells her this. He said, you know what this means? And he's talking about a police officer just choked him out with his own tie.
Yeah.
And he's telling her. And he's like, she says, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And he says, you know what this means? And she says, what? He says, it means we're going to have to love them more. That's huge. I mean, how many people get treated horrifically and they respond by love? But the answer is going to be love. And if we understand that God is for people and that it's whatever's got a hold of them, it's a spiritual thing and that God can set them free. It reminds me of the torch and the sword, you know, when the 12-year-old girl in this vision that Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries had, and he writes about it, the torch and the sword. It's just him and this 12-year-old girl and a horse that he's going to teach her to ride that he don't even know how to ride.
Yeah.
And the hordes of hell, all these people held captive by the devil are coming their way. And he's kind of like, we need help. We need help, right?
Yeah.
And she says, they are our help. Right. We will go tell them about the Lord, basically. We'll win them to Christ, and then they'll fight with us.
Yeah.
So quite often, people's help, they miss the help. The help is actually the person that you're supposed to go witness to, even though today they're not doing things too good. So make sure you think about that first, and you can find out that book at your bookstores. Amazon.com will make it available to you on the torch as well. But it's called The Torch and the Sword.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.